Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, musicians and entertainers have suffered greatly in the last year with no work and little prospect indeed due to COVID. However, Sean Kane, one of our finest folk singers and musicians, has brought music to us through a wonderful series of fireside concerts under the banner of the Cara Cottage Sessions. And I'm delighted to say that Sean joins me now. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Fran.
And it's lovely to talk to you, Sean. How are you getting on?
I'm not doing too bad at all, Fran. I'm not doing too bad at all. I'm keeping myself busy in other ways besides the music business. Chipping away at a lot of different things, enjoying the few nice days that we're having of spring, which is a great kind of, intro into the spring and the summer. I mean, taking advantage of that by getting the garden, the vegetable garden ready for sowing this year, and the bees. I have a few hives of bees there.
So I believe, yeah. Is that a recent thing you've gotten into, Sean, the beekeeping?
Well, I've always wanted to have bees. I used to hang out with my uncle, Tommy Cormer, when I was just a child, and he used to be working away with the bees and dividing up the swarms and catching swarms and everything. So I learned a lot as a child from him. So when I built my last house, it was 10 years ago, I put down a lot of vegetation that would attract bees and hedging, and I don't use any insecticides or pesticides or anything like that. So my garden is relatively wild. It's just the houses. I don't let in even lawnmowers only once a year or something like that. So I keep it nice. But about 2 years ago, Fran, I was getting ready to go out and do a concert in the Hampton Hotel. We had just started the Hampton Hotel series of concerts in Dublin. I was out of the shower, just about to head off, and a swarm of bees passed my window. So I ran downstairs, pulled on the clothes, ran downstairs, went out, and I got the swarm within an hour before I left for Dublin. And now I have 5 swarms.
Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that great?
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
So you have your own honey as well, Sean, then?
We have indeed our own honey, and the family really enjoy it. It's nice organic honey from it's just natural organic honey. It's absolutely beautiful. But it's a lovely interest to have. I'm delighted with them. I look forward to every morning getting up to go out to see them and so on. So it keeps me going. I have a little workshop going as well, Fran, and I used to do a good bit of engineering and work before and during my musical career. I've always had a little workshop, but I'm spending more time in it more recently than I have in the past, which is nice. I've been brushing off the dust off the tools.
Isn't that great? You're making tin whistles, Johnny was telling me. Are you? Is that what you're doing now?
Well, when I started off I went to London many years ago, and I spent a few years in it, and I met up with a few instrument makers in London, and I began helping making them. I'm watching them make illan pipes, the reeds and bags and bellows and the whole set. So that's 35 odd years ago, Fran, and a few weeks ago, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the workshop and I'm going to just make myself a whistle. So I got myself a bit of plastic pipe. I put 6 holes in it, put a top on it, and I played a few tunes on it.
Very, very good.
So it plays, as they say, it plays. So it's something I'm thinking about doing, Fran. Who knows how long this whole thing is going to last, or how long that we're going to have to stay away from each other. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the day when we can get into a concert hall and muck it up the way we used to. But until that day comes, who knows? It's kind of shifting sands all the time.
Well, it's great to be multi-talented, you see, because it gives you so many other outlets. And now, of course, the singing is still very important to you and the playing. Tell me about the cottage and the Cara Cottage session. The cottage itself, of course, is vital to the whole thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The cottage itself, there's an energy about it. The family dates back its relationship with the cottage back to 1820s, and it's probably dating back further than that, but that's the last records we can get. And all of the family played music, and it was always an open house and a visiting house, until the last of the older generation of the Canes, my two legendary aunts, Rita and Sarah, they passed away in the last 10 years. And the house was left vacant for a little while, and the roof began to come in on it and everything. So a niece of mine and her husband, Anne-Marie and John, they took it over, they retouched it, got it back and restored it exactly the way it was before Rita and Sarah passed away. And then when we got together last year and we began to do concerts and we began to have tours come, people come and visit. And that way, when there were people coming, maybe up to 18 people at a time, we would spend 4 hours in the house, and the parlour would be opened, and they'd have dinner and then we'd have some songs around the fire and the stories. And it's just something really enjoyable that kind of feels to me like it's rekindling the atmosphere that was there when I was a child, when there was always musicians coming and going and tunes and songs being played and sung. So it's that kind of a house back again. And thank God to have it, because every Sunday evening at 7:30, I go to there, I sit in front of a camera. And because we can't really have the band together until those restrictions are lifted now, I am playing videos that I had previously recorded and various other things to keep myself and the people who are watching interested, Fran. It's just enjoyable.
Isn't it great? But I mean, it looks almost like a theatrical set in the back. You're sitting there in the big, huge fireplace with the skittle and all of the bits and pieces there.
It is. It's something that's rare enough in the country now to have. Well, it's a living, breathing home, and I suppose it's not just a museum piece, but it was restored and left as it was when Rita and Sarah. Even a lot of the wallpaper on the walls remained.
Ah, go on. Yeah.
And there was one place where the wallpaper had to come off, and a lady from the Heritage Society came out to view the house when we were going to do it up and everything. And she looked at the wallpaper. It came off like a book. There were so many layers. And she could read that book. She could tell us the date of every sheet of wallpaper that was on the wall. I found that amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
The designs of the different wallpapers. So it is as it was. And as I say, I'm looking forward to the restrictions lifting so that we can have other people there. There was a lot of people anxious to come and visit and to spend the day there. And it's not just a kind of in and out the door. You have to spend time there to savour the atmosphere, which is quite a bit of it can be just sitting in the silence with the sound of that tough fire.
And you paint such a lovely picture of it as well. I think Ciarán MacMahona recorded in the cottage, did he?
Oh, he did indeed. I remember as a child, and this is going back a long, long way, he was actually driving the recording system from the battery of the car that they had with them. they couldn't switch the electrification system in Ireland at the time, so they thought they had a tape recorder that the tape using the 12-volt battery, if it was 12-volt at the time. And that's how they recorded. And I remember that day very well. I was maybe 6 or 7 years of age. But he was a regular visitor to the house. And indeed, he used to bring a lot of other friends and visitors with him.
Of course. And he captured that beautiful unison singing of your aunts that is still in the RTE archive. And we hear every so often, which is terrific.
It is lovely to hear it. It is lovely to hear. They're an amazing archive of musicians and singers from that era, when a lot of them were responsible for keeping the music alive and to bring it to the vibrancy that it is today. Because music in Ireland today is just amazing, Fran. You know it yourself. Like most of the children in the schools now sing, play, or dance, or in some way involved in the arts, which is a great achievement for Ireland.
Yes, and their capability and their virtuosity and all, I mean, I can't get over them how talented they are, you know.
I'm the same way. I looked at a young man, I was at the All-Ireland Flag Show last year in over in Dundalk, and Drogheda was in. Yes, I think it was. Oh, my God, I get my memories going. But there was a little lad sitting on the windowsill of a shop, and he was only about 7 years of age. And it was like as if he was born with a concertina in his hand. It was just unbelievable, the standard of musicianship. And that's right through the generation. I think it's amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah, Flack Yole I was at in recent years as well. A little red-haired fellow with a tenor banjo. I couldn't... The technique of him, I couldn't believe... I want to say, where did you pick that up so quickly?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Isn't it amazing altogether? What have you learned from COVID, Sean? Have you come to any conclusions from it, or...?
Well, you weigh it up, Fran, and you're all the time weighing it up, and you say, like, is it just another plague, the sin by God? What is it? And then you think, well, at least we're not sitting here in the war zone. There are not bombs falling on us. We're not sitting there. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of those kind of things that you think, well, maybe the planet is getting a breather. But there are a lot of people suffering in a lot of ways, and it's very severe in a lot of people. I'm very lucky, I have to say. I'm living out in the country. I can go outside the door and have a walk. Social distancing was never a problem, even at the height of times, because you wouldn't see two people during the day, any day. So thank God to have that, Fran. It makes me count my blessings, I have to say, you know, in a lot of ways.
A lot of your work is overseas, of course, Sean. Do you keep in contact with people all the time?
I do. Everybody is the same as we are here, Fran. They don't, the organisers and the promoters and the agents I have around the world, they don't know what they're doing. Like, up until this March this year, I was going to be in Austria for the month of April. but that was cancelled last month. Now, I had somebody on. I was supposed to be in France and Belgium for the month of December last year. That was cancelled. They were on trying to make it happen for this December, this year. So it's a lot of movement and a lot of people trying to keep on top of things, trying to keep doing what you do, and everybody just searching around for ways to continue some kind of normality, or at least to keep in contact with people, because I think the lack of contact with people is very severe. It's causing its own problems. But I think the music and everybody that's involved in the entertainment business in this country, they're all online, not just me on a Sunday evening. Most people are on doing something. So you can at least take your mind off the drudge of the day and tune into some music.
Well, what you're doing with respect to everybody else, is what you're doing is very special. You're getting huge numbers there, Sean.
I am so surprised, Fran. I couldn't believe it. It's amazing, the number of people. And they have stayed with me as well, which is more amazing. Like, yeah. I apologise that I can't be there and do new stuff with the band and everything. They're looking at stuff. I'm telling some stories maybe they wouldn't have heard before. And you know what? I don't put an awful lot of planning into it, Fran. I just kind of sit down. I pick a few tracks that I'm going to play, maybe a few requests from people. And I let that hour be itself, you know, and let people text me in and send in messages. It doesn't feel like I thought it would feel, Fran, at a distance, looking into the lens of a camera, as you can imagine. It's like I've always found inside in a recording studio a strange place to sing.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
Probably the one place in the world that I would never sing a song if I was given. I could do it in the bathroom, but there's great echo. But it's one of those, it's one of those things. There's a connection because people let you know that they're there and they're watching and they're sharing the fun instantaneously. It brings us together.
But you're a lovely storyteller, though, and you're so descriptive. You were speaking about spring on Sunday. You were talking about walking up to the house and, you know, everything that you experienced by way of the sounds and the smells and everything like that. It's just natural storytelling, you know?
It's just natural storytelling. And you know what? Maybe even now, with taking our minds off the humdrum of life that we had up until last March, it's given us time to listen to nature and see what's alive and vibrant in our gardens. Like, a lot of people are turning their attention to various other things, and hobbies they hadn't done in many, many years. And indeed, people turning hobbies into a way of surviving and making a living. And if that's what has to be, then that's what has to be.
Yeah. We're going to listen to I'll Be There. That's the latest single, I think, Sean, is it?
I'll Be There is a song that was written by Johnny B. Broderick's brother, Iggy. And Iggy sent me that song a few months ago. And when I heard the first verse of it and it went into the chorus, I thought, that's the kind of song I want to sing during the pandemic. It's happy. It's not mentioning any kind of hardship. It's all fun. And I'll Be There. And it's just a positive song. And I thought, that's the kind of a song I want to be singing in kind of a conditions like that we're living in now.
Well, we're going to have a listen to it right now. Sean, it's always a pleasure. Listen, you look after yourself, and I can't wait to see you on stage again soon, Sean.
Likewise, friend. Always a pleasure meeting you and listening to yourself, and keep well.
You too, Sean. Bye-bye to you now. And that's the great Sean Kane, one of our finest singers and indeed a fantastic musician as well. Let's have a listen to the current single.